Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. We have a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
It is an expert above experts.
PhD.
Dude, I can't wait.
What are we talking about?
I'm excited.
All right.
How did this come about?
This came about because... Dude, so I want it
for, super okay. random. Mm-hmm. It was kind of building up though.
Yeah.
This came about because there's a lot of slang. I mean, every generation. Yeah. Every generation. Dude, we should pull up a list of like, you know, Gen X slang.
Tubular. I don't know. be like something really dumb sounding.
There's just a lot of slang or nicknames or phrases or fucking single letters or words that
acronyms,
but people usually it's like a community of people or, you know, it's like going to Texas. They say things different than we do in California or Utah or going to New Jersey. Right. It's like you have different phrases that mean like we say it differently, but it means the same thing.
The culture.
Yeah. So,
what's up, y'all?
There are some things that Alan really understands and uses all the time that me and Gina, almost every time he says it, it's like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
You guys are using it now, though.
No.
What is it? I don't think so.
A little bit.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think you want to think so.
Maybe I'm just making that up.
I mean, if we do, though.
I'm pretty sure I don't use any of that.
If we do use it, though, I hope that it sounds good.
It does. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Sounds natural. Are you going to open 100%. That for me? Oh, no.
Oh, no. I was propping it up.
Thank you. Anyways, we were having a text conversation with Alan, and we wanted him to send us, we were voice noting him, wanted him to send us all, like, basically just use all of them in a sentence.
Like, break it down.
All the terms that are being thrown.
And so he sent that to us, and then I immediately responded with, okay, now translate it to a millennial and to a Gen X.
Why'd you say it like that?
I just like saying Gen X.
Gen X.
Because Gen X is a store. Do you think there are still Gen X's around?
I don't even know what that is.
For real?
Is that a store?
Yes. Do you know what a Gen X is?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. Before this is over, I will pull it up on my phone and show you Gen X.
Is it supplements or something?
No, it's clothes.
Oh.
And they had one in Utah. I don't know if it was only in Utah, but I highly doubt it.
Huh.
Throw in the comments.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, guys. Do you guys know what Gen X is? For sure they had it in Watsonville. For sure. Okay, anyways.
I don't think so.
You'll know why. You'll know why.
Okay.
Okay, anyways. And right after he sent us a reply of a translation, Gina was like, we should have him on the podcast to basically decode fuckboys.
100%.
So that's what we're doing today, you guys. We're decoding fuckboys, so you can spot one, or if you really want to aspire
to
be one, you're trying to find one, maybe you're trying to be one, like that's what you want to be.
Or if you're a fuck girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny, like if I were a fuck girl, I still would want to be called a fuckboy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'd much rather be called a fuckboy.
Yeah, if a fuckboy's a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Male or female.
100%.
Okay, anyways,
I was telling Alan, before, I'm like, you and I have really loud laughs, so you have to make sure to take the microphone away from your face when you're laughing. But now he's like talking like this, you can't.
I'm nervous. So no, my first time.
No, yeah, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Guys. We're just literally sitting in my living room.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh my God, remember your first, like, remember you though?
Yes.
Gina's like, why are you nervous about this?
Don't be nervous.
What was your first time?
I was nervous for the first year.
She was.
That we did this.
The first time we ever did it.
I still get nervous, to be honest.
Because we used to record them in LA.
Yeah.
We do it in the studio. We'd go in, like that first trip. We're in there for the first time and Gina's sitting there and she's breaking out in hives.
I was.
It's like, I need to get drunk.
Sweating.
I did. I did. And I had an allergic reaction. Yeah, it was bad.
Allergic to podcasting?
No, allergic to the bug I ate.
She ate a bug.
I ate a bug. Oh, yeah, but anyway, that's a whole other story.
She had a weird reaction.
But yeah, anyway, so back to Alan's nervousness.
Okay, Alan, introduce yourself.
Recovering fuckboy. Yeah, my name is Alan.
And just talk to that microphone like you're about to put it in your mouth.
A recovered fuckboy.
Recovered fuckboy. I said recovering. He goes, I'm a recovered fuckboy.
I relapse every now and then, but okay. We've been pretty good. We've been strong.
Happens to the best of us.
I love that you're more than one person.
Yeah.
We've been holding strong.
Yeah. Me and my
multiple personalities.
It's like his fuckboy personality.
It's like my inner fuckboy.
Sometimes he comes out. Sometimes.
So yeah, I went to a program and recovered fuckboy. But I was telling Gina, I was like, you know, I kind of know how to spot them. I could talk to you guys about this because I lived that life for a while. So kind of like a fuckboy whisperer in a sense. Like I can.
Right.
I can suss one out for you guys.
Okay, so
he can suss
one out.
I can like
this
summon
is another
them.
One of that lingo. Sus.
Sus.
So sus, bro.
Sus.
Yeah.
That's sus.
So what is sus? Explain to everyone.
Okay, so
it's basically like suspect.
First word of the day, yeah. Suspect, suspicious. It actually comes from a video game that got really big during COVID, called Among Us.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about this?
Nope.
It's like these little minion type creatures. Okay. And there's like eight in a spaceship and then two of them are imposters.
Okay. And they're sus.
They're sus. So the imposter's goals are to like kill the other, like teammates.
Okay.
But like the other six are to figure out who the imposter is.
Okay. Oh.
So stupid.
It is. I mean,
sounds sus, man.
Sounds super sus. So you have to have these meetings throughout the game and basically like, hey, like purple was being kind of sus. Like he was following me like through the thing. So I think that's actually where the word kind of like blew up from.
Okay.
Was that game kind of in the beginning of COVID last year. And now it's just like huge. Like, hey, you're kind of being sus.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're being sus.
I could never
say that and feel comfortable about it.
I could.
You should. Yeah.
I could use that one for sure.
You can because you're the same. You're a millennial also.
Well, I think Gina, I think what you should do is like, your kid should just walk in and you should just be like, hey, you're being kind of sus. And just
for
see,
sure. Devin,
just see
Devin does that to her son
like,
all the time.
Like just to fuck with him.
Okay.
You know
all right.
Mean?
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
This is when you
I'd be like, hey, you're being very sus.
And then wink at him.
And then I just look at an idiot. Ruby like, mom, shut up. Ruby's don't try
like,
to be cool.
Yeah, she's like, you're being sus.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So
I forgot for a second. Like, because I don't play video games.
Yeah.
I mean, the games that I played when I was younger, when I played my brothers, it's like Duck Hunt, which is sick, by the way. And then like Mario, right? Mm-hmm. Donkey Kong.
Yeah. I played Space Invaders. That's dating me.
Galaga.
I also
played that too. And Ms. Pac-Man killed it.
I played Halo. Wasn't good at it. Usually made me motion sick.
Yeah, there's too many buttons on the controller.
But as you start describing this Among Us game, right?
Yeah.
I forgot for a second that like all those characters, like each spaceship has how many players? Doesn't matter.
That game is like eight.
Doesn't matter.
Eight-ish, yeah,
but they're people.
Right.
He just like, he describes them as like,
oh, so
there's
other people?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Sorry. You're playing with like other people online. Sorry.
That's so creepy. You are minions.
Just like some dude eating like Cheetos off his belly. Just
mom,
drinking Mountain Dew.
Meatloaf.
Mom, meatloaf.
But I forgot for a second. So as I was describing this game, I'm thinking like, this is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like one, that's a lot of work went into like, you know, whoever's building the game to create some sort of personality for these minions in this game. Right. That I realize I'm like,
oh, it's other
these are
people.
Actually people, and those are their avatars.
Right, they're avatars.
Oh,
so that's where it would make
don't
it more
get me started.
That's
on
what
shit.
Makes it more interactive,
don't even get
right?
Me started.
Gina, go off.
We're all just wait, what was it? We're
Gina,
all just living
off.
In the.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is our simulation.
We're just living in
our simulation.
Yeah. It's like fuck.
Oh man,
some weird shit. Sorry if you guys are into that.
Whoever it's made my simulation kind of got it right, but sometimes definitely fucked it up.
Yo, drop in the comments if you're
into drop in the comments.
Hey, drop it in the comment. Drop it in the comment.
Okay.
Hey, don't be sus.
Don't be sus.
Don't be sus.
Dude, comment
like
us,
so
but don't
sus
be sus
on a daily basis. Is
I
that
mean,
bad to be sus?
The look on your face is typically sus.
You are a very sus person.
I'm a very Gina. Sus person.
You are not sus, but like. You are someone
so
who's
be good for me to like call myself sus.
No, you're constantly like,
well, confused,
on guard for sus.
Yeah, I mean, I am. Like, it's like, yeah, I had like mayonnaise for dinner last night. It's like that's sus, like, weird.
Yeah,
like, that's really sus.
Okay,
why are you?
Yeah, I mean mayonnaise for dinner is disgusting.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's gust. I don't know.
Gust. <That's stupid.
laughs> Disgust.
Okay.
So I would say sus is the big one.
Okay.
Also, facts. Facts is, there's a...
Absolute.
Facts. F-A...
Facts.
F-A-X?
Facts. Oh, dude, so facts,
oh,
dude.
Oh, come on, like facts. A fax machine.
Facts,
so the
dude.
Fax machine emoji. Emoji. I say that word so wrong.
Emoji?
Emoji.
How do you say it?
Emoji.
He said emoji.
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 Yeah, emoji.
You
emoji.
Put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. Or you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Emphasis.
So the
dude, movie. Sus.
So sus. Stupid.
Dude, sus. I hope that actually I know that a lot of our listeners are probably parents, moms.
Yeah.
I hope this is helping you.
Yeah.
I'm not a mom, but it's
trying
nice
to break down what your kids
nice
are saying.
It's nice to know
when you're like
the lingo when you
them.
Hear it. But I hope this is helpful for all of you.
Yeah, if you ever hear your kid like in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's
yo,
a
Devin
ooh,
was being sus last night.
What's a word? What's what a word Devin that would be like a parent wouldn't want to hear? Any words like that? Or phrases?
I mean, there's like I got gluck gluck last night.
Wait.
Like
say
is
that
like fucked
again
up
in the microphone.
No, like gluck gluck.
What does that
I
mean?
Got gluck
I got that,
gluck.
I got that gluck gluck.
Pussy.
That's like I got that head. That
oh,
gluck,
got their
like,
dick sucked.
That gluck gluck.
Gluck gluck.
Colby clapped.
Call it gluck gluck.
I mean the gluck gluck.
Dude, the yuck
there's,
yuck.
There's
dude.
The gluck 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 9000.
What? What's
what
that?
Is that?
That's like.
Like she put both your balls in your mouth. The gluck gluck 9000.
If you get the gluck gluck 9000, you might die. It's like top well, tier.
Okay, so okay. I'm thinking 69,
so
but also
she's really
she
good
literally
at it.
Suffocated
yeah, there you go.
You.
With
okay.
The 9000.
Okay.
Like, that's like the, yeah, the.
So I just feel like there's like a fan page for
so
Gluck 9000, like with girls' pictures on it.
So Gluck
it's almost like the
9000.
Nimbus 9000, like
what,
in
Nimbus?
Harry Potter. Yeah,
2000
Harry Potter.
Or
no,
Nimbus.
No, the Nimbus 9000.
Okay. 9000?
So I think it was the 9000.
No.
No, was it not?
The Nimbus, the.
I swear it was
from
the
Harry
9,
Potter?
Yeah.
No.
Is it the 2000?
I thought. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Either way.
I'll Google it.
Either way.
Nimbus.
Yo, drop,
so
a,
like
drop a comment. You went,
stop saying that.
Nimbus.
Is the 2000.
2000.
Okay, so think about how good the Nimbus 2000 was. Now think about a Nimbus 9000.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be like insane.
Right.
Okay, so what you're saying is, oh man, I got that gluck gluck last night. I mean, you kind of liked how I said that, huh? Seamless, as if I did get the gluck gluck last
that,
night. I gave the gluck gluck last night.
I believed for a second.
I gave the gluck gluck 9000.
I received
yeah.
The gluck gluck.
Shit.
Did she stop?
Yes, she snorted.
Hey, five star warning. Okay.
Oh my God.
So, But Gluck Gluck 9000, does that just mean you would say that when it was like top tier best head you've ever had?
Yes, that's like you died. You went to heaven for a second.
I wasn't sure if Gluck Gluck 9000 was like a different version of.
It is a different version. It's the best version.
But it was.
So, but it's still the same. Yeah.
Same act.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like, oh, the Gluck Gluck's just like getting head. But like the Gluck Gluck 9000 is like she gave me head, cradled my balls, and put her finger in my ass at the same
1000%.
Time.
1000%. Like you had to go to church the next day.
Like you woke up and you're like, wait, you're like, do you have five hands?
Just sitting there with your parents. Like, oh.
You had to go to church the next day.
Oh, no.
And even God was like,
gave you knuckles, knuckled you.
Hey, bro, saw that last night. Wow. Can't believe you're still alive.
Good for you.
Good for
you. Good for you.
Good for you.
Oh my God. Okay, so
Gluck Gluck.
So how so how would you how can you spot a fuck boy?
A fuck boy.
Well, what did he say to us?
Well, hold up.
Alan said, "If you ever hear
the fuck boy laugh.
If you ever hear the fuck boy laugh, you know,
run,
dude. If you ever
run
hear,
or
run
away or run. Towards them, depending on where you're at in life,
just fuckboy them back, dude. Just laugh back.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
So this is the fuckboy laugh. Moms, if you hear this in your house, just kick the dude out. If he's next to your daughter or anything, if you hear a fucking fuck, shit, yeah, fuck. It's like fuck.
Like every dude on TikTok, dude.
Basically, yeah.
They've got like like an earring that dangles.
Dude, oh, the earring that dangles. That's like, no, 1000%.
That's a dead giveaway.
That's like the target.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you are a fuckboy.
Yeah, you're basically wearing a sign.
Yes, that says, I'm a fuckboy.
I am a fuckboy.
Do you think that they're like making that decision when they get that?
Oh, I think so. I think it's so? Like, I've turned to the dark
because
side.
I feel like me as a kid, I would have been like, that's kind of a cool thing to do. That's like a cool thing. I'm going to do that. And then be like, oh, fuck. Everyone thought I was a fuck boy the whole time.
No, you know.
I could see like some dudes. This isn't a huge, I'm just guessing here. This is a possibility. It's a hypothesis.
Yeah.
Some dudes, you know, might be like watching TikTok and being like, oh, this dude, he seems really cool and he's got great style. And so many people,
that's what I'm saying.
So many people like him. However, if already that's what he's aspiring to be, he gonna be a fuckboy regardless. So he may not realize that's what he's going to be called, but he's going to be aspiring to do and follow and say these things and act that way and wear that shit and also be like, ah, fuck. Shit.
He gets the earring a week later in his dreams. He starts laughing like that.
I'm not sure if the ha 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 is gonna come out right.
Ah, ha ha ha.
It's like an AHA. You gotta hit the
fuck.
And you can throw a fuck. Yeah. Oh, that was it. Just an earring starts coming out of your ear.
Dude, I fuck. You don't even have to
go to the piercer.
It just grows. It just grows out.
It's like a Pokemon. Like, you
it's like you've leveled up.
Darwinism. You've leveled up. We've evolved to the fuck boys 2021. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay.
Yeah, I think the earring is like the big, that is the big identifier now. Everybody on TikTok, all the fuckboys have them.
All of them.
It is.
All of them have them.
All of them.
They really do.
Yeah, moms, if you see a 18-year-old with.
Well, also, if your son is all of a sudden talking like that, sit him down, have a talk.
Just say, hey, it's not okay.
Tell me
to
needs
lead
to respect women.
And just be like, hey, it probably is a lot of fun right now, but you got to think about your future, man. And the reality is, you're going to get
chlamydia, older
and probably fatter and have multiple sexual diseases. And also, the earring's going to go out of style. So just consider that. And fuck boys, it won't last forever.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
I was laughing.
And you might want it to. Like, you might want it to last forever, but eventually.
Can you imagine?
You're going to be alone.
Like
you're
going to be somebody alone, my age. Like
with a
50-year-old
fuckboy. Dude, there are those.
No, I know.
And that is cringe. That's what we call it. Cringe.
Oh, cringe.
Cringe. That is cringe.
Like cringe-worthy.
That is very cringe.
But cringe.
If you're a 50-year-old with a dingly earring.
Oh, yeah.
Go take care of your kids.
Might not have kids.
True.
Yeah.
No, they probably have kids somewhere.
Maybe it's time to have kids.
Yeah, maybe it's.
What do they call, is there a term for like the girls that flock to the fuck boys?
Just it's not their fault. It's like these, you know what I mean? It's like they're almost taking advantage.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of thinking though, because, there are and have been, even when I was in grown up in high school, there's the older men that just want to be young, right? And they love the attention and they have money. And there's always those dudes that have like the trucks or the boats, and they are surrounded by younger women and boys, and they're there because dude has money and has all the nice shit. And he feels cool because all of them are hanging out with him because he's like, yeah, I'm the man. I'm a fuck boy. And all there are girls that flock to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, not because they want to be with the dude, but because they want to, you know, fucking Instagram that shit. Because they're like, dude, oh, look how fancy I am.
This is
look
the name
how
of
fancy
that.
Fancy. Seriously.
Well, that's just clout chasing, isn't that?
Clout chasing. Okay.
But I don't feel like the dudes necessarily had clout, but they were just using.
Well, yeah,
I don't know.
Well, using probably using it for the money.
Probably for the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were doing that shit. I mean, there's some that's dirty fuck boys.
There are. Well, I was thinking even the earring thing. Wasn't that like an 80s thing as well?
Oh, didn't, for sure.
Like, Billy Joel have that?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's coming back.
Yeah. I mean, everything comes
but
back.
But did it have the same connotation? Did it have the same? It didn't have the same connotation.
It was a fashion statement.
It was just
a fashion statement.
There wasn't anything about his weird.
What he wanted to do sexually.
Were there fuckboys in the 80s? There had to be.
I mean, guys that said that they liked you but didn't, but then just wanted to have sex with you. Uh huh. Yeah.
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 Yeah. You idiot.
Yeah. I was pregnant at 19. Hello.
Hello, single mother.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They have existed for quite a while. I think this is the beginning of time, probably.
Yeah.
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 So how does a girl know?
Back then they weren't like.
Back then they weren't as easy to. Yeah.
Shit.
And didn't have an earring growing out of their ear.
They weren't on TikTok with their shirt off.
Right. Just like, yeah. No, none of that.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's just getting weirder.
Like gluck, gluck.
Stranger. Gluck, gluck. Okay,
honestly,
so
also gooseneck. Yeah, that's a
what's a gooseneck?
That's like the same thing. Cluck cluck.
Gooseneck.
Like
you guys are
Colby
comparing.
Okay,
girls.
So like, okay,
that's what I know. It's good when I hear.
That's
Colby
what
laugh.
It is. Is it's geese?
Well, it's like no, we're not. I'm not.
So a girl.
Hold on, guys.
A girl.
Hey, hold up.
Just gagging.
Hold on. I am not saying that I say these things. I should have probably said that at the beginning.
Well, because you're a reformed.
Yeah, reformed. Born again.
Yeah.
Normal man.
Yes.
But yeah, gooseneck is another term for that.
Huh. Gooseneck.
Like, how would you use it in a sentence to your homie?
I mean, I would never speak like this, but.
Your old self.
Like 6 years ago.
You would say
2 years ago.
You'd be like,
so like 2 months
ago.
Yeah,
what'd you say? You'd be like,
I'd be like,
fuck shit. That girl just goosenecked me. Got that gooseneck.
I think Gina just nailed it.
Got that gooseneck. Dude.
We're going to finish the podcast. Gina's just going to be a fuckboy after this. She's going to make a TikTok.
Straight
she's
up.
Gonna get the ear.
Dude, I'm aspiring to be a fuckboy.
Continue what you're saying.
Yeah, just like, I got that gooseneck last night. Fuck.
Back.
Why gooseneck?
Because the
oh, no. Like the gag?
Like it's like, yeah. It's like
the gag.
Like, put your.
I, like, there I don't want to clip the mic, but like, you've heard like a goose or like a geese out. Yeah, like. Like that's like that noise that you know.
You it's also a gag.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
I just feel like I get it. Like I totally get it.
I mean, it's dumb.
No, yes, but
it's
100%
dumb.
It's almost like I just wonder why the term wouldn't be sexier. Like even a dude being like, "Yeah, I got that gooseneck." It's like
because it's a fuckboy. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
No, I know, but like
they don't give a shit.
But he's still like happy. Like some chick sucked his dick.
Because well, that's what it is. So like a fuckboy, they don't care.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I came, but like. Take it or leave it, dude. Yeah. Fuck goose.
So what would be like?
Which is horrible.
So you were okay. So just for our female listeners out there, well, not just female, male, like whatever kind of relationship you're in. If how do you know that you're just not into them? Because I feel like girls do this weird thing So I feel like girls do this weird thing where they're like, oh my God, but he was like so nice, or, you know, he texted me the day after. Like, I feel like sometimes we are so willing to believe that guys want more than they actually want because they're nice.
Right. 100%.
So, cause you were saying the other day, I can't remember where we were at, but you were saying, dude, you never Instagram girls that you're into.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to put them on my story. Like,
because there was somebody at the gym that thought you were fucking the girls that you were putting on your story.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't put them on my story.
And then you were saying there's a time like where you won't, not you, but like guys won't take girls to dinner because then they have the whole conversation of, well, what are we?
100%.
Okay.
I think the best quote I ever heard was like, if he likes you, you'll know. If he doesn't, you'll be confused.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if he likes you, you'll know.
I'm like sitting here thinking about someone like,
Yeah, you'll be like,
maybe. Because people will say things that make you think that they like you.
Right. But then they're like, hey, what are you doing? And then you text back and then they don't hit you up for 4 hours. And then it's like,
right.
I'm confused.
Right.
It's because he's a fuckboy. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And if he likes you, you'll know.
Hmm.
Gina's like, oh, Gina just throws her phone.
No, dude. No fuck boys with her.
No.
All of them just wanting to wife her up. And she's like, no. And I'm like,
I already have one. And it's Brooke.
Fucking better believe it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I just am thinking of so many things right now.
Okay, so if you go to dinner and she says, so what are we? What would you say if you're not into her versus if you're into her? Because I feel you're still wanting to have sex, right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to say?
Dude, I'm going to say that to you all the time.
Like me now or me 6 years ago.
Fuck. Shit, we cool?
Shit, fuck. You try to split the bill or what?
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's funny. That's really funny. Okay, so like, what would you say?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're like, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot.
You're making everybody think I'm a fuckboy. I'm actually a reformed one, and I.
You know what he'd probably do?
My inner demons are coming out.
He probably would be like, he'd probably be like,
we're just having fun.
Say some bullshit like, we're having fun. I enjoy spending time with you. You enjoy spending time with me. I enjoy getting goosenecked from you.
Did you just fucking goose? Did you hear that?
That went from like zero to
dude, like 9,000.
It's like, hey, I thought we were just having fun. I like getting that goose.
No, it's escalating. You know, it's
dude,
like, and
that was
so, and rarely, like, and sometimes, like, and dead sometimes, ass. Like, I give it to you too.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, sometimes.
Okay. I mean, it's not totally reciprocal, but okay.
Dude, I just want to tell all the women out there that have probably been in the middle of giving gooseneck. God, that's so gross.
Or gluck gluck.
Giving gluck gluck 9,000 to some fuck boy. Here's what you do, okay? Like, if you're in the middle of it and you're like, fuck, this is actually a huge mistake. And he's never going to return the favor. And he's never even going to appreciate it. He's a fuck boy and thinks he can get whatever he wants. Just take your fingers like this. fucking flick him in the taint hard as fuck.
Oh my God.
Take it from like Gluck Gluck 9000 to literally the worst day of their life. Do that.
Do that.
Kind of turn me on.
He's like,
it's like, it's like you accidentally just chick? Gluck Gluck 10,000. Like,
I just went to 10,000.
He just explodes.
Oh, I just hit myself on the teeth. Oh, man.
He just blows up.
Or pull it out for a second and fucking flick the tip. Oh, my God, dude. Hard. Hard.
There's people that are for sure into that.
That'll give him something to remember, that's for sure.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, fucking use those teeth.
Yeah.
Hard. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Take the power back.
Take power it back, woman.
Oh, you want Gluck Gluck?
Oh, you
Oh, you a fuck boy?
Just all teeth, lips just pulled back, just whittling.
What is it? When you go to the dentist, you get like those like dental dam things or whatever. It's not a dental dam.
You don't get. You can get those probably at Walgreens, yeah, those are or Walgreens, CVS. the things that like pull your lips
like,
back.
Pull your lips back. Just like, okay, I'm ready. Come out of the bathroom.
Dude.
Do you know how terrifying that would be?
Nah. Dude.
Just the fact, like... Just put all your lips pulled back. It's just like when you go to get your like teeth whitened or like X-rays or something. And just like all
can
your
you
lips
imagine?
Pulled back. Just like,
yeah. Like man or woman, right? Man or woman on their back, like about to get.
Yeah.
I want to say head because that just sounds way sexier than Gluck Gluck or you know whatever
the goose neck.
And you look down like yeah, and they're like you know, and you look down and this face just like pops up.
Oh my God!
And got these this expander in their mouth.
Nightmares
like that, like that game.
Yeah,
like where you have to put it in your mouth and then you have to say the words.
Yes,
yes.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah. What game is this?
We played it at we played it at Marcus and Megan's.
Something
I don't know, but it's like puts this thing in your mouth. Or
you have to like say a word.
It's pre-COVID,
and then you have to say the words that you pick on the card for the other person. And then they have to try to guess what you're saying.
You can't put your lips together, right. So you can't pronunciate a lot of letters.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, yeah, oh, oh, oh.
But we're so good at it.
Yeah.
You're trying to say like, Gluck Gluck 9000. It's like, Gluck Gluck.
And then Brooke's like, Gluck Gluck 9000.
Yeah.
She's so good at it. Like, I could not get anything wrong. Like, no. we were partners, and everything I'd be like, like the thing. Actually, that sounds bad. I'm realizing. But anyway, I'm like saying something, and she's like, oranges or potatoes or whatever it was. Like, I don't know why I thought of oranges and potatoes. Yeah. That's so weird. I have no idea. Anyway. Oh, Maggie hears sirens right now, and she's.
What is that?
What is that?
I literally thought that was thought it was a Honda.
What is that?
He's
she.
She. She's saying, get this fuckboy out of here.
Dude, there's Maggie, fire trucks and she's howling.
Maggie does it every time.
Oh.
That is okay. So cute. Okay, lay down. Come here.
Okay.
Come here. Lay down.
Yo, drop a comment for Maggie.
Can you drop a comment?
Lay down.
Drop a comment.
Drop a comment.
So, okay, so let's go over some
other words. Another word.
Yeah, let's do another word.
So, dead ass.
We got to do dead ass.
Dude, okay. Dead ass. Remember when we started saying just bookends?
Yes.
Bookends, just making up words.
Yeah, we were just trying to make up words.
Not even.
Yeah. We were saying dead ass, and Marcus, we were learning what this word was.
Yeah.
And... to us, it was like just two syllables. It was just dead ass. Oh, dead ass. No, dead ass. Like serious. Dead ass.
Dude, I'm being dead ass.
And I was like, dude. And so Marcus started saying bookends.
Yeah, bookends.
You guys, bookends though. I'm going to drive that car tomorrow. Bookends.
Yo, bookends. I got that Gluck Gluck last night.
No, bookends. Got that Gluck Gluck 9000 last night.
Hopefully you did.
Bookends. The Gluck Gluck I got was super sus.
Dead ass. I got that bookends last night. She flicked my tape. That's the new.
She flicked my tape.
The Brooke ends is when you're getting sucked, and she just flicks your tape.
Flicks your tape. dead ass. I got the
fuck you.
I got the Brooke Ansel.
Dude, that's funny.
Gosh. If that becomes a thing,
it's gonna be on Urban Dictionary in like a week.
The taint flicking.
Fuck.
What's a Brooke Ansel?
Oh, it's when she's
it's giving you head and flicks your taint. Oh
my God. It's when you're getting Gluck Gluck 9000 and you get a mega flick to your taint.
Someone please make that a thing. That is.
I feel like Alan's gonna be like,
and you.
Hey, I'm gonna start baby. Saying. That.
He's gonna be like, "Hey, baby, can you flick my taint?" And he's like, "Bro, last night, I just got a fucking Brooke Ansel."
Dude, the Brooke Ansel is taking the Gluck Gluck to the Gluck Gluck 9000.
Just walked in, and she's like, "What are you talking about, Mom?"
It's called the Brooke Ansel.
Yeah, it's called a Brooke Ansel. Ruby's like, "Hey, babe, hey, you want your taint flicked?"
Hey, dude. I guess like don't knock it till you try it, because I thought it would be really painful. But Alan was like, "Fuck,
he's into it.
He's into it.
I mean,
he's
into it."
I don't know.
It's like we'd always try it.
Give us another word. I also was looking up a list of words.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, if you have some, I have a bunch.
All right, we got dead ass, which is like dead serious. Serious is probably why it says that. Well, it's probably taking, dude, I'm dead serious, and being like, dude, I'm dead ass.
I'm dead.
Serious.
Well, I remember Alan saying that in the gym, and I was like, did he squat a lot? Like, what's
your ass hurt?
Yeah, like your ass hurts? Like,
it's dead?
Yeah, my ass is dead. Like, dead ass.
Is it like your ass is asleep?
Like, oh man, it must have been like a PR day.
Like when you sit on the toilet too long?
Yeah. I never sit on the toilet too long.
Neither do I, but guys do a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Your legs go numb?
Oh, for sure.
Dead legs?
Dead legs. Dead.
Okay.
Dead legs.
Here we go. Here's a list.
Go.
This is a list of stuff that some hypes from BuzzFeed. A high school teacher had been keeping a running list of Gen Z slang terms.
I'm excited.
Okay, here we go. We've got dead ass. Where did that
number one?
I am serious. Are you serious? Maybe used as a question or statement.
Yeah, like, are you being dead ass?
We have
dead ass.
Dead dogs.
Dead dogs
on dogs. And it says C, dead ass. Dead dogs? I don't know the fuck.
Is that a slang that people
dead
are saying?
Dead dogs
now?
On yeah. dogs?
Dead dogs.
It says dead dogs / on dogs. And then the thing next to it says see dead ass. So like to, you know.
Oh, maybe that's a,
oh,
maybe
so
that's
like
a, maybe that's
an extension
Coast?
Of.
Like really serious?
It thing? Might be East Coast.
Yeah.
Really serious.
Dude, dead dogs.
Dude, you're dead dogs.
You're like, fuck, man.
So
dead
violent,
dogs?
Dude. Yeah.
Next would be like dead babies.
Yeah.
Okay. This like, one, I feel like we know. Don't do me dirty. Which is don't cross me.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Don't do me dirty. I feel like that's like.
That's multi-gen, dude. That's multi-gen.
Yeah. That's a trans.
Multi-gen. Yeah.
It's fluent.
Extra.
Extra, you're being extra.
Too much.
Yeah, stop being extra, dude.
Yeah, dude. Guac is extra, bro.
You're doing the most.
Fuck.
You're getting really good at that.
I can't wait to just perfect it. Facts. We did that facts. One. I agree with facts. What you just said. A confirming question.
I agree with
maybe
confirming.
Used as a question or statement of fact. Facts.
Facts.
Finesse.
Oh, dude, that's the word.
To steal.
Yes.
Oh.
Finesse the.
Stealing?
Actually, that's like a really fuckboy word.
Like
I forgot.
For sure.
I, like that word.
Honestly, dude, as you said finesse, dude. I was like, dude definitely a fuckboy word.
That's weird. When you said that, my brain went back like 2, 3, 4 years ago. Finesse is like,
so how would you use it in a sentence,
dude? Dirty, I would never say this, but like I don't even know. It's like I finessed some free fries at McDonald's, but like I feel like most guys will use it as like I finessed a date last night. Mm-hmm. Like I like
coerced.
No, I finessed a date. I don't know. I tricked this girl into going on a date with me on like Saturday. Like I pretended to be someone I wasn't to get a date.
Dude, I finessed.
I
feel like,
a girl.
Yeah, like finesse. I finessed. Like that's the first thing that came into my head.
Interesting.
Finesse. Yeah. If he says finesse, just dip. Just leave.
Fina. Oh no, sorry, Finna.
Finna.
Or we are planning finna. Something. I'm like seriously feeling.
Yeah, like I'm finna dip.
Finna.
I'm finna leave.
Yeah. Finna get some food.
I'm finna get some gluck gluck.
I'm finna what get that the? Goose.
Cheetah's face.
I'm like literally
fuck?
Looking at both of you like, what the? I am not catching
finna.
Up.
Finna. I'm finna. I'm gonna.
I'm gonna. Yeah, oh, okay.
Finna. I'm finna.
Finna.
Why finna? Why not just say gonna?
It's basically like feeling.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
Like feeling.
And okay. Gunna's feeling like Finna.
Yeah. I'm feeling like I'm gonna.
I'm finna gonna.
I'm feeling like I'm gonna. So basically, it's almost like
they took like gonna, right? Yeah. Is which I say all the time.
Yeah.
Or I say I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Going to.
Yeah.
So gonna as I'm gonna. No, same thing as like I'm going to.
Right.
Right.
I'm gonna. Gunu, for me, I say gunu all the time. It's basically more like to. I'm going to. I'm gonna do it. Jeez. Okay. So finna is like I'm feeling, but feeling, you'd be like, I'm feeling. Feeling.
You already say feeling.
Finna.
You say feeling.
I'm just trying to find the correlation of like, how did they break down the word feeling to get finna? I'm finna.
So like I'm.
I think it's more I'm gonna.
Some Taco Bell.
Like I'm finna get fucked up tonight.
Yeah. So I'm gonna like I'm finna.
Feeling like I'm gonna.
Yeah. Feeling like I'm gonna. Yeah. I guess.
Feeling like I'm gonna.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Finna. Rosetta Stone. We are killing it, guys.
Yeah.
Feeling like I'm
good
gonna.
Breakdown,
dude. We should create an app. Okay. Oh, flexed on.
Google Translate.
Flexed on.
A verbal gesture of dominance.
I flex on the haters.
Did I flex on the haters?
Alan, you're so about the haters. No, there have been times when I've been talking to Alan at the gym and he just like pulls his arm out and just starts flexing his bicep. I'm like, what are you doing?
He's like, on the haters.
Yeah, flexing all the haters. Yeah, all the haters. And I was like, who's hating you?
Flexed so on. Many people. So actually, many. No one. I've never had more support in my life.
I'm literally so supported.
I've literally never had so much love. I literally got a text today like, hey, I hope you're doing well. I love you.
Aww,
from some friend. And I was just like.
No one's hating on
no,
you.
No, hate on me.
No. Alan would like post things on Instagram and he'd be like, this is for all the haters.
This is for the haters.
This is for the haters. Like, at, like one after another. And I was like, dude, I saw him at the gym. I was like, dude.
You, okay?
You have so many
Are you
haters?
Okay? Like, yeah. Who's hating on you? And he's like, actually, nobody. I was like, what is it?
So it motivates me, though.
Yeah, it's just a thing to say.
The Go. Game.
The game.
Life.
Okay.
Dude,
that's
the
game.
It's the game.
It's the simulation.
The simulation.
I mean.
Simulation. This simulation. Game over.
That's where I'm at in life right now.
I'm just kidding.
Fuck.
Don't be sus.
Don't be sus. Stop being so sus.
Okay.
Gassing or hyping?
Oh.
Gassing sounds smelly.
No.
If you're going to gas someone or you're hyping them up,
you're just.
Or like that shit's gas. Like that shit's fire. Like it's good.
Oh, so you're throwing gas on the fire and making it bigger?
That makes more sense.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the gas is like Chick-fil-A for me. Like that's gas. Like I love Chick-fil-A.
I can never say that. Okay. Never.
So it says on this one. Gassing or hyping is offering compliments, feeding one's ego.
I'm trying
to be like you. I almost feel like...
I'm going to gas you up.
I almost feel like hyping, though, is more genuine. And when I feel like when you're gassing someone, it's more...
It's like you're faking them out or something.
No, you have an angle.
Oh, okay.
It's like you would gas... That's what I immediately think. Like, I've definitely heard like the term like gassing.
Yeah, yeah.
But hyping someone up, I feel like I'll hype you up because I fucking genuinely... Right.
Love you.
I know.
And
you.
I almost feel like if someone was like feeding you a bunch of compliments,
yeah.
But maybe you didn't quite feel like it was genuine, like it's was gassier. Weird. It feels like they'd be gassing you.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
I kind of like that a lot.
But it's not true.
It's not. I mean, like it's not how it's used. Like in normal day to day.
You're gonna change it.
But like, I mean, you could do it within us, in the culture here.
Yeah, for sure.
You could just use gas as like
culture.
Like they
here.
Won't know, but we could just be like, hey, that person was like gassing me up earlier.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like everyone
yeah,
else.
Yeah. So no one else would know.
Yeah, but
it's
we
like
would
our
know.
Own secret
exactly.
language.
100%. Okay.
Us right. and everyone like listening to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it.
Dude, don't fucking gas me up right now.
Yo, don't gas me up. Don't come in here with that fake.
That fake. Who let this fake bitch in here? Bitch.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like I've definitely heard that term either gassed. Or gassing.
Well, it's like gaslight, kind of, in a sense.
Yeah,
well,
gaslighting.
No, gaslighting is.
Well, yeah,
is
different.
What she was saying.
Yeah, that's
what she was saying.
But that's why I. That's why my word association makes me feel like gassing someone up would
negative.
Be like. It wouldn't
negative.
Necessarily. It wouldn't be genuine. It'd be like. if you were, because this is like, it's comparing fake. It to, yeah, it'd be fake. It's
fake. Fake.
Because in this sense, it's got gassing and hyping. It's like, a well, one would be fake and one would be honest, like real.
Okay.
Anyways.
Next one.
Whoa, it's a whole new list. A force. Unnecessarily excessive effort. Bang 30s.
What's bang 30s?
To fight someone as in a physical altercation. Beat your face or cake your face.
Oh, yeah. That's just like makeup.
Apply makeup. Yeah. To beat your face.
I got to go beat my face later.
That's so
you never
weird.
Heard a girl say that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I would be like, bops. I have to put some makeup on.
Bops,
like a
dude.
Normal human.
Yeah, like
what are bops? Are like teeny boppers, right?
It says no. This says a modern enjoyable song.
Oh, a bop. Bops. That's a bop. Oh yeah, that one I don't use. I've had people message me and say like, this is a bop, and send a song.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't get behind that. I think that's like a really young.
Well, it's
I associate bop with. Like a TikToker.
Oh,
like
we will like also, a, like let's just clarify TikToker. Here. Alan is not Gen Z. Yeah, he's a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
Which I just found out I'm Gen X.
Yeah, so we looked it up.
You're also a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
Right. Millennial starts, what was it,
1997, isn't it?
Nope. It was.
Oh, wait, starts.
Let me pull it
Sorry.
Up. I'm going to pull it up.
Yeah, because right I here. Was like, hey, I'm not
I
a
pulled
baby,
up a
baby boomer.
Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, you're not a baby boomer.
1981 to 1996 is a millennial. 96,
okay.
And then anyone born after 96 is Gen Z. There's a full... we were trying to figure out like who named these. That was like a question, Gina. I was like, who gave the name?
Yeah, seriously, who started this bullshit?
Yeah.
And why and how is it that it's just like 15 was it 15?
Gen Z.
Colby, didn't you say 15 years? Each one's just 15 years.
Do you want me to read this? Should I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll read this. It's going to take a minute and then we'll do a few more words. Quick Google search. But this is from Pew Research Center, PEW. Defining generations where millennials end and Generation Z begins. For decades, Pew Research Center has been committed to measuring public attitudes on key issues and documenting differences in those attitudes across demographic groups. One lens often employed by researchers at the center to understand these differences is that of generation. Generations provide the opportunity to look at Americans both by their place in the life cycle, whether a young adult, a middle-aged parent, or a retiree, and by their membership in a cohort of individuals who were born at a similar time. As we've examined in past work, generational cohorts give researchers a tool to analyze changes in views over time. They can provide a way to understand how different formative experiences such as world events and technological, economic, and social shifts interact with the life cycle and aging process to shape people's views of the world. While younger and older adults may differ in their views, at a given moment, generational cohorts allow researchers to examine how today's older adults felt about a given issue when they themselves were young, as well as to describe how the trajectory of views might differ across generations. Blah, blah, blah.
I was going to say, I don't even understand anything.
I know. Basically, yep. Pew Research Center has been studying the millennial generation for more than a decade. So they basically, they're
so
studying
more than a decade
groups.
Means just one generation.
Yes, but they've already
not that long.
They but no,
it's not that long actually. Been,
yeah. But they basically, it's not like they just study people for a little bit of time. Like they've done, they study them for a decade, trying to interview, see people at different parts of their life and with different things that happen.
Okay,
and they're trying to create like an understanding of like different like thought processes or you know making connections of like this generation they're going through this many things what's happening in our right. life that we're all experiencing that's different than the people before and there's like clear moments where things are different so it kind of explains when it comes to like Gen Z which apparently it doesn't say exactly when but even calling that generation Gen Z that's become the term or the title. It's become very popular. It's not like there were a couple other things they were using mm-hmm. for like a space saver.
Yeah.
But Gen Z became super popular online. It became something that's like, they didn't exactly pick it. It just, there was a few different things they were using.
They like threw it out there.
That era. Was
the most popular one.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
And they were also, I was reading through this and it kind of explains like millennials. There's a lot of things that happened for 9/11.
During that time.
Yes. Right. 9/11.
Social media kind of talks about like,
for us, right. a big change was the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It kind of talks about like Gen X or baby boomers or people like, what are those? Like, what are things that really changed and boomed in those generations, eras? Mm-hmm. And one of the things was with Gen Z is none of them, like they have all of it.
So if they were born with like
all of it.
Yeah. They didn't get the internet like halfway through.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if you're born in Gen Z, you're pretty much born.
Like that's all you've been already, exposed to from a really early age.
Exactly. Like it says right here, most millennials were between the ages of 5 and 20 when the 9/11 terrorist attack shook the nation, and many were old enough to comprehend the historical significance of that moment. While most members of Gen Z have little or no memory of the event.
That is the big question. If you ask someone like, where were you in 9/11?
Right.
Millennials also grew up in the shadow of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which sharpened broader views of the parties and contributed to the intense political polarization that shapes the current political environment. Most millennials were between 12 and 27 during the 2008 election, where the force of the youth vote became part of the political conversation and helped elect the first black president. Added to that, in the fact that millennials are the most racially and ethnically diverse adult generation in the nation's history. Yet the next generation, Generation Z, is even more diverse. Beyond politics, most millennials came of age and entered the workforce facing the height of an economic recession. As is well documented, many millennials' life choices, future earnings, and entrance to adulthood have been shaped by this recession in a way that may not be the case for their younger counterparts. The long-term effects of this slow start for millennials will be a factor in American society for decades. Technology in particular, the rapid evolution of how people communicate and interact, is another generation-shaping consideration. Baby boomers grew up as television expanded dramatically, changing their lifestyles and connections to the world. In fundamental ways, Generation X grew up as the computer revolution was taking hold, and millennials came of age during the internet explosion. In this progression, what is unique for Generation Z is that all of the above have been part of their lives from the start. The iPhone launched in 2007 when the oldest Gen Zers were 10. By the time they were in their teens, the primary means by which young Americans connected with the web was through mobile devices, Wi-Fi and high bandwidth cellular service, social media, constant connectivity, and on-demand entertainment and communication are innovations millennials adapted to as they came of age. For those born after 1996, these are largely assumed. The implications of growing up in an always on quotations technological environment are only now coming into focus. Recent research has shown dramatic shifts in youth behaviors, attitudes, and lifestyles, both positive and concerning. For those who came of age in this era, what we don't know is whether these are lasting generational imprints or characteristics of adolescence that will become more muted over the course of their adulthood. Beginning to track the new generation over time will be of significant importance. So what they do is they track a generation.
Right. Okay.
So they don't immediately just pick a title or a name or whatever. It's like they're kind of, like they said for Gen Z, like they had an idea or different, like, you know, titles in the works, but they've just been tracking how they act, what they think, what
right.
they've gone through, what new things are happening in life that would affect them. What do they not know? What do they not know or they never experienced that the generations before went through that really shaped who they are,
right.
what they had to deal with, whatever. It says,
I would, okay.
What?
Nothing.
What were you saying?
Nothing, go.
Oh, Pew Research Center is not the first to draw an analytical line between millennials and the generation to follow them, and many have offered well-reasoned arguments for drawing that line a few years earlier, because how they decided to how many years would be a generation. They said, I don't think it was necessarily.
I thought a generation was supposed to be like 100 years.
Yeah, I don't. The way they made it sound is it's not as though,
right?
It's not as though they just decided like, okay, every 14 years. Because of like
what's happened in the world.
I think that that's really what it is. They're kind of keeping an eye on just people.
Right.
And because of changes that are happening.
Right.
Or events that are happening.
Yeah.
And you have these new generations that are growing up and they never knew the, you know, World War One or World War Two. Like they have TV. They already have phones. Like there's not these, it's like, well, like that's like crazy. It's like a new starting point where they have all these things. They didn't go through any of that.
Right.
And they're going to act differently because they haven't been shaped by these really sad experiences or these losses. They're not going to be
been
making,
shaped from being completely connected for their most of their upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's scary. Pretty soon it's going to be like, I don't know. The next generation is going to be like, we never understood how to live without robots.
I think it's going to be like,
like some weird shit.
VR.
What's VR?
Virtual reality. I think that's the big thing.
Oh my God. Like everyone's just going to be
the
like,
the new thing's going to be like, I've never been outside.
Right. Everyone's just living through their avatars.
No, they're playing Among Us.
Like I said, they're just all in there. Everyone's eating Cheetos off their bellies, but like nobody's actually moving or doing anything. But they're like, but I look really good.
Yeah,
you know, in my what do you call it?
What
avatar?
Your avatar.
In our avatar,
I get to pick exactly what everybody sees me as.
Yeah,
I mean, not like just the physical part is important, but it's just like so crazy to me, like. I don't know. It scares the shit out of me.
I mean, that right there is a Black Mirror episode.
It is.
I think that's where it's going. It's just going to be Black Mirror episodes.
I'm so happy I'm old.
Dude.
Seriously. I'm so happy. I'm just going to like, just, I don't know.
It's just weird.
I'm just going to keep like, you know, I'm just going to keep being me. I'm never going to have an avatar ever.
I'm not. I'm just going to live on the ranch with my cows.
With my cows.
Dude.
All right. Alan, wait, hold on. Yeah. Before we end this,
I want to know a few more terms that brought to the party.
Alan, 100%.
Yeah. We've been like driving this whole thing, but Alan actually did some homework here.
So we'll just.
You're in the driver's seat.
Okay.
We're in the driver's seat. Go. We're here to learn.
Okay, guys. Cap. That's cap.
Okay.
That's a big one. It's getting thrown around.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Like, you're like, lying.
I've heard
like,
no cap.
Oh, you said no cap.
No cap. Like, real talk.
Okay.
Okay.
I got gluck gluck last night.
Dude, no cap.
And then you say you're capping. You're capping. You're lying.
Lying. Okay.
And I know that because you're with me eating ice cream.
Okay.
So you're capping.
You're like, shit, I was capping.
Shit, I am capping.
Oh shit, you caught me.
You caught me capping.
I was
eating.
Capping. You know what's funny? That's like an older one, I think.
Cap?
Well, older in the sense where I was listening to 21 Savage the other day.
Which he cracks me up.
I love him.
No, I'm going to tell you right now.
Tell me.
Every time I listen to him, I just feel like everything he's like raps about is just like laying down on the couch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he sounds like, half asleep.
Like, half asleep through every single song. Like, right?
Do you know he's British? I think he's British.
No.
He got deported.
No, I didn't know. Yeah, he's deported. He's on the couch. He's just living on a couch somewhere, just freaking recording songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
In virtual reality.
All right, sorry. So go on.
I was listening to him.
So it came from...
And I was listening to the song X. So it's like a song about his ex-lover or something.
Okay.
I'm putting that very nicely.
Yeah, she probably got sick and tired of him just laying on the couch all the time.
Exactly.
She's like, dude.
Bro, get off the couch.
Your day-to-day activity is super sus these days.
He had a line in the song. He was like, all these other rappers are capping.
Oh, they're
like,
lying.
All these other rappers are lying.
Okay.
And that song was like 2016. So that's 5 years ago.
So
that word's been around.
You know what brings to mind is like,
so maybe
somebody
that's a term
like,
that they use
like
over in the UK.
Bottle caps?
From.
Like,
maybe.
Like,
pops? Oh, wait, no.
No, remember like back in the day,
Pogs?
Guys would like take
Pogs.
Like,
Pogs was the first
is that
thing.
What it is?
No,
you
but
take like a bottle cap off and you just do like this, like the backwards.
Well, I would
like,
do it with quarters.
Thing. We used to call it capping.
Stop,
or
stop
you, know, you flick
no
pennies,
cap.
Dude. You flick pennies.
Yeah, flicking caps.
I never did it with
flicking
caps,
lies.
We for sure.
What it really means.
We for sure did it with pennies.
Yeah.
You flick them at people.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. We told you could take this away.
No,
we just took it away again.
Don't take it away. Or do take it away. So the so
that's hey, no cap. The cap. You got this.
No cap. Stop capping. the other one is like being called a simp. Have you guys heard of that?
A simp?
Like simpleton?
No, not that.
Like a simp? Like a simp.
You're being a simp. The best way to think about it is almost like a, in terms of like a gimp.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, like someone who's very like you're simping over your girlfriend, or you're simping over
oh,
this
like you're
girl
being a
who's
bitch?
Taking advantage of you. Yeah.
Wait.
Like you're being
a
taken
gimp? Well, what like, do you mean by gimp?
Isn't a gimp like a that's the word correlation in my head.
No.
No? Isn't a gimp like someone who's
no,
like the
a gimp,
beta?
A gimp would be someone
no. A gimp was like
gimp
like back
oh, you guys
in like Pulp Fiction.
Me words
no, like in Pulp Fiction, the gimp was the like get out the gimp, and he was like the
oh,
guy
that
had the
scene?
Ball in his
oh,
mouth.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that was the gimp.
Okay, but even a gimp to me is like
kind of beta?
If you're a gimping,
you're beta.
But like
no?
If you're
no,
that
no.
Might be how it is now. But like
right.
If I heard like my mom was like stop gimping.
Yeah,
no, it was like limping. It was like oh. Being like you're not hurt. Just quit gimping around. You're just like.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, no.
Like, you, if you like got smacked and you're like, yes. Pretend like you were so injured and hurt, but you're really not, you're faking.
Yeah.
Capping, dude.
You're capping. Dude,
you're
stop capping.
Around.
Dude, you need to, oh my gosh. You need to like talk to this, like say all these words to your nephews.
Yeah.
And that's what
or
I love
maybe
about.
Not.
No, I will for sure. I'm going to say, yes, I'm going to say to my nephew
them.
For
dude,
sure.
It's so much fun. That's why I love.
I can't wait till his weird friends come over and
oh
I'm be like,
God.
Dude,
you guys are capping.
Being super sus right now.
You guys are being
you guys got
ass.
You got that gluck like, didn't you?
You
sick. You're sick. Get out of here. I'm calling your mom.
I got that Brooke ends.
Oh, she flicked your date?
Flicked you thought you got that gluck gluck? Okay.
Dude, sneak attack. Got the Brooke ends.
Sneak attack, bitch.
He's like, gross, guys. That's my aunt.
Dude, guys, stop.
Stop.
Stop it. That's my aunt.
Auntie Brooke.
Okay, dude. So simp.
So simp. When you're simping over someone, that's just like.
You're like
yeah, you're being
a bitch
taken advantage
over.
Of. Yeah, you're being
like
a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like dramatic?
You're simping. No, you're simping. Like you'll be like, I can't hang out with the guys tonight. I'm sorry. Like
right,
this
being
girl
a bitch.
Wants me to bring over ice cream.
Yeah.
Or something.
Okay. You're so you're simp.
Or like, yeah, or.
Basically like.
Or you're simping.
You're simping. What do we say? You're
Think.
It's okay. Right there. It's right there. I can see it.
Dead ass.
It is. You keep
facts.
Talking. I'm just, it's like I have to picture it. It's like when someone is like whipped.
Yeah. Whipped.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whipped.
So simp and whipped is like the
simp
same.
And whipped.
Whipped.
Yeah, or whimped.
Whimped.
Either
or
one.
Whipped.
Whipped
dude,
or
you're
whimped.
Whipped, dude. Don't be such a simp.
Don't be such a simp. Exactly. Exactly.
Does she have your balls in her purse?
That was perfect.
Hey, could you give him his balls back?
Yeah.
He's being a real simp
these
days.
He's being a real simp right now. Miss my friend.
All right, the next one.
Another one is bussin'.
What's bussin'?
Bussin'? Like the song?
B-U-S-S-I-N.
Yeah.
Like the song?
Bussin'?
Like the
no,
song.
It's like
bus it?
There was a TikTok that went pretty viral. It was like, how the Sprite is always the best at McDonald's. It's like that shit bussin'. Like it's just really
so it's
good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's bussin'.
That shit bussin'.
Dude, I'm not going to say any of these words. They're all so dumb.
Bussin'.
I'm sorry.
We're
going to
need flashcards.
No,
dude,
I don't even need them.
You need
I'm
to
not
be
using
at the dinner
them.
Table with your nephews next time and
just
take a bite of whatever you're eating. Just look at your nephew and just be like, shit, bussin'.
Dude, he'd be like, are you a fuckboy? I'm like, yeah. Damn straight. Better watch your back, simp.
Simp? Stupid simp. Just start
he's just over there simping.
I can't wait to see him when he with his friends or whatever, and they all girlfriends be like, you guys are such simps. God, you disgust me.
That's the best part.
Oh, is she calling? I better go over, take her some ice cream. Okay.
Right, we gotta end this. Yeah. Bussin
is
pee
when
really bad.
Bussin is when Sprite's really good at McDonald's.
I know. I love that. That's what came to mind.
That shit
you know, like Sprite. It's really good at McDonald's.
Dude, go to McDonald's. Go get the Sprite. It's one of a kind.
I mean, I feel like it's just Sprite.
No, it's different. The carbonation at McDonald's is it's different.
It's different.
It's different though.
It's different. Okay.
Oh, it hit right. Different.
I'm gonna trust you on that.
Any other ones?
I mean,
before we say goodbye,
there's like more, but I mean, I feel like that's good. That's good for
okay.
now.
Okay. Okay.
This is really good. This is very
intro. This is an intro fuckboy.
Yeah. Intro.
Your intro.
Getting your level one like, fuckboy.
This is getting your level one.
Your level one fuckboy. Fuck. All right, guys. Welcome to the class. I'm the professor. Charles, oh Chad, JT. I don't know. Fuckboy names. Yeah, Chad.
Brad.
Chad, Brad, and Lad.
Lad.
Chad, Brad, and Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
Oh, no. I'm just guessing.
Kyle. Oh, poor Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle. All right, guys. Kyle. Hey, first of all, thanks for joining us for our level one fuckboy class.
Yeah. Yes. And thank you, Alan, for being here.
Yeah.
No problem. This
and schooling
of
all of us.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. And tell everyone where they can find you.
You could find me at
fuckboy.com.
Drfuckboy.com.
Immediately changes his name to yeah. Dr. Fuckboy.
Just Alan Buer.
How do you spell Buer?
B-J-U-R.
B-J-U-R. Mm-hmm. A-L-L-E-N. B-J-U-R. You can also follow me on OnlyFans at I'm totally kidding. Totally
dude,
kidding.
I keep getting
also,
requests
also, Alan
for
is a huge, totally kidding. Huge fan of Fairlife.
Oh yeah, Fairlife.
So,
if you're out there,
you know, maybe I don't know.
Fairlife protein.
Tag him dude. In something at Fairlife because he's trying to get sponsored.
Dude, Fairlife protein is bussing.
Yeah, bussing. After a wad,
yeah,
shit bussing. Cold Fairlife. Shit hits different.
No cap. Bussing. No cap. Okay, bussing. You guys, thanks for listening to or watching podcasts. Remember to
rate, review, subscribe,
five star rating,
five star warning, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.